Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug Frobel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Carter reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. There goes Rice. The throw from Bando to Snyder, and Rice is out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a fly ball into right field. Frobel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Bando and he is out, Snyder applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0 for 1 in the game. Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Greenwell steals second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Snyder fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel is 0-for-2 in the game. Frobel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Dave Henderson pinch runs for Mike Greenwell. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Henderson now playing right field. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Butler reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman strikes out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burks. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Burks steals second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Necro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Brooke Jacoby. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.